Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. I'm going to share a couple of random, interesting shower thoughts about dogs today.
Ooh, very interesting. Yeah. I've got a poem that's just 21 years old.
Oh, from who?
From Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, that'll be a good one then.
Just over 21 years old.
Well, we're closing the dates now to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo activities. And actually, activities will get started on January 31st, less than 10 days away. And of course, all the activities, there are some new things like the new Bullfighters Only, which is February 1st. So you're going to want to check that out. The Ranch Rodeo, February 4th. And there's still time to get tickets to the Ian Muncy concert, February 7th. And Colby Acuff will be with him on that one as well. Don't forget all the other great activities in this spectacular event. All new Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo website is up and running, blackhillsstockshow.com.
And ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I'm going to start things off before you get to Yvonne's poem with a couple of interesting shower thoughts in here about dogs. So, if you're over 30, so do the math on that, you know that one. You were alive before every dog in the world.
That is wild.
Kind of makes you think, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
And another dog. Dogs are great because they could rip you apart and eat you, but they don't because they want belly rubs instead.
Yeah, amen. So, that's nice.
A couple of random shower thoughts about dogs today.
All right, here's Yvonne. Nature's church. Did you ever see the mountains that are covered up with snow or see a sunset in the west with purple afterglow? Have you ever seen a newborn calf wobbling to its feet? And though it's only minutes old, it knows just where to eat. You can't climb upon a saddle horse and cross the prairie sod or see an eagle on the wing and not believe in God. A cowboy doesn't worship in a building made of stone, but worships with his maker out with nature all alone. His church is in the greatest outdoors. The valley, heaven's gate. His favorite hymn's a coyote that is calling to its mate. He makes his own communion as a choir of songbirds sing as he cups his hands and drinks the fresh cold water from a spring. With the budding of the springtime and the autumn's golden rod, a cowboy lives with nature and the wonders of his God. So when you hear a meadowlark that's singing from his perch, he's inviting you to worship with him there at nature's church. Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck, she actually wrote that December 28th, 2004.
Oh, great. I have something from Ann Landers and an editor's note in here. Ann Landers, of course, answered her readers' letters up to her death on June 22nd of many years ago now. But, dear Ann Landers, a long time ago, you printed a terrific definition of success. It made a huge impression on me. Would you please print it again? And this time, I promise to clip it and put it in a safe place. Somebody from Ohio sent that. Dear Ohio, with pleasure, this definition was written in 1904 by Bessie Anderson Stanley. It is one of my favorites. Success. He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has enjoyed the trust of pure women and the respect of intelligent men and the love of little children, who has filled his niche and accomplished his task, who has left the world better than he found it, by an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who has never lacked appreciation of Earth's beauty or failed to express it, who has always looked for the best in others and given them the best that he had, whose life was an inspiration, whose memory a benediction. The definition of success, and again, written in 1904 by Bessie Anderson Stanley. That was in an Ann Landers column.
That's dating your sources, we'll put it that way. Here's an Irish proverb for you. Trouble hates nothing as much as a smile. And another one, a good retreat is better than a bad stand. So to everyone listening, including like radio station 960 KFLN AM in Baker, Montana, or Miles City, Montana, KMTA 1050 AM and KYUS 92.3 FM. All the listeners that are listening to The Good Stuff, make sure you tune in again soon. We love sharing The Good Stuff.